But yeah, very repetitive, very sort of folky, woody, bluesy sort of sound. Okay, so we're gonna. What other things do we talk about? We talked about repetition, lots of things, groove-based things, not using many notes. So I think this is a good place for us to start. Really repetitive, setting up cycles of stuff. That was like that Steve Wright we heard. Lots of little sort of, and that's exactly what rock is like as well. Rock and blues and jazz, just lots of little cycles of rhythms.
And then you might change it, and then someone improvises.
Yeah, exactly. So why don't we try a bit of that? Let's find ourselves a groove to work in. So we need just a few notes, and we need something very repetitive. Michael, I think you should start us off, seeing as you're the chord master on the guitar. So pick a few notes, any key, your favourite chord, why not? Except make a little riff out of it. Can you give us a riff? That's good. That's great. So make sure it's something you can repeat over and over again for a long time. That's great. Something like that. Keep that going. That's good. Can you keep that going? Make sure you can keep it going. Don't make it too hard for yourself. So maybe do that same thing but a bit slower. Just a little bit slower, just because you've got to be able to keep it, we've got to be able to keep it going round and round. So. That's good. Yeah, that's perfect, just like that. Sam, why don't you just give us something quite shuffly, sort of just something, little sort of rhythm that we can just cycle round and round. That's good, yeah. Keep that going. Listen to each other. Simon Michael. It's a very American chord, for a particular reason.
People call it the E. Hendrix chord because Jimi Hendrix played it a lot.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what I was going to say. That chord, and and it doesn't sound major or minor, because it's got a major third and a minor third in it. Oh, that's very jazzy. Very jazzy.
Well, I was doing kind of Egyptian.
What you were doing? I think maybe because you had both in there. But that's a very jazzy, bluesy thing to do. Cool. Joe, play into your mic a bit for me. I think maybe it's not loud enough. Make sure you get right up close to it. Cool.
It's called an E6.
Well, technically it's a sharp 9. It's technically what it is, but... Let's go around that again. Let's see if we can... That was exactly right, what you were doing there, Joe. Exactly right. You're right, it's starting to sound a little bit Middle Eastern. So maybe get a few more... if you get a few E's in... as in your E, then you'll get some sevenths, which is a very jazzy sort of thing.
What's
as well.
The difference between his E and mine?
Well, because I would be
flat. It's a B flat, so it's different, yeah. Right, let's have another go at that. So, Michael, can you remember that riff? Do you want to get us started on that again? That was perfect. Hang on a sec, Joe. Let's go. Keep going. Not too fast, remember. That's perfect. Sam? Not too fast. Really nice sort of jazzy. That's a really nice mixture. You might agree with me.
Yeah.
Of all of the things that I brought along today, we had a little bit of the minimalism thing with the Steve Reich sort of repeating bits. We had a bit of the Tom Waits with that sort of guitar-y, very heavy sort of guitar. And then we also had, with that strumming at the end that you were doing, we were getting on for a bit of the James Brown. It was starting to wander into soul country, which is a good place to be. So I think that's a good start. Now, you mentioned the way that they set it up in jazz and rock, having an improvised part. So how do you think we should add that on?
Well, you sort of need more instruments for that, because you need the drums and...
Well, we got...
You can do...
still make our own...
You could do solo movement. Breaks. So we could, like, cut out and then have Sam do a... on the...
Oh, yeah. I like that. I like that a lot.
And we could do solo breaks for everyone, and you could go...
Yeah. That's a really good idea. I love it. So, let's have a go at that. Why don't we try that? This is a very jazz thing to do. The solo break. Your chance to shine. So Sam, what would you do in a... What are you going to do if I go 1, 2, 3, 4... Great. That's good. I think I better turn my mics down a bit. Michael, what would you do in your solo break? So you're given 1, 2, 3, 4, go. Great. Lovely stuff. Great. What about you, Joe?
So
you can do whatever you want. It's a particularly nasty key for you, unfortunately, because it's F sharp 9. So F sharp major minor.
Could you do some like falls from high notes, like?
Oh yeah.
That's a bit jazzy.
Yeah. Yeah. So you could do a few hits sort of on different high notes. And remember, you've got a lot of... We're not in any specific key because of the jazziness. Well, not anything. Well, maybe. Try it. Just try hitting some big things. And remember, in jazz, of course, jazz is all about the space between the notes, so you can do lots of bends, lots of glisses, half valve, sort of up and down little things. Okay, so let's have a go. Let's set up the riff, and then we'll try and mix some of these things together. Okay, so Michael, do you want to get us started again? Let's go straight in with the strumming. So we'll all play, and then what I'll do is I'll give us 1, 2, 3, 4, and then we'll have a few bars of just solo, and then I'll count us back in again, and we'll all come back in, okay? Let's give it a go then. So Michael starts off, that's it. Sam, join in. Yeah. Four. very nice indeed. So, solo breaks, little two-bar breaks. Great stuff, very jazzy indeed. Okay, so that's, we definitely got some nice stuff going on there. What other things do we think of when we think about American things? What do you picture when you think of American things? What's the kind of words you associate? I have some words which I associate when I think about American things, you know, think about, for me, I think about really big things, vast expanses,
big
massive.
People.
Big people, yeah, I was going to say that, but yeah. Big people, big buildings, big roads,
greatest
big streets.
Greatest music in the world.
The what, sorry?
Greatest artists in the world.
Greatest artists in the world. Like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Are you saying Dixie America?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think they are. Although you can never tell with those guys. Sometimes they're unexpectedly like Scottish or something and you never know.
Actually,
these
are American
Beatles. Yeah, they keep that on the down low.
Yeah, yeah. They're actually, they sound American one way or another. So I always imagine really big things. Like, think about New York. Think about the skyline of New York. Massive, towering, silver, metal buildings. So huge things. What things like that do you associate in America? I mean, what other big things?
Sun and light.
Sun and light, yeah. So if you think about like, you know, the deserts,
yeah.
Like California, Texas and stuff.
Cowboys.
Death Valley, yes, cowboys, yeah. So there's a lot in that minimalism music, that Steve Reich with the repeating things, which I think sort of expresses that a bit, because it's like endless
like
sort of things.
You know what I mean by that voice? Like keeps going and going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the other side of that, of course, is things that keep going and going and going. You know, it can also maybe represent, I know Steve Reich talked about his music representing like the traffic on a road, because it just keeps going. Dum 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 over and over again, sort of round and round.
Until you hear on the news that there's been a breakdown on D3.
Yes, well, yeah. Apart from that. Yeah, that doesn't happen in America. It's only in Britain that. So I think we should try and get a few of these things in as optional extras before we finish. So firstly, I think let's think about the sort of the desert. Oh, hey, honey. How are you doing?
Tired.
Do you have a violin?
Yeah.
Cool.
You miscut me back again.
Well, that's okay. That's all right. We can accommodate
you.
So you've missed some good stuff. We've been doing lots of American bluesy, jazzy strumming, lots of things being repeated over and over again. Let's get a mic out. Roger, I might have to give you the clip-on mic at this stage and give this one to you.
Okay.
It's a shame because this is probably a better quality mic. So, take a seat. Okay. Go somewhere in between Joe and Michael, maybe. Oh yeah, it does. Right. So we've only got about 10 minutes left. But it's going to be a richer 10 minutes for your present. So let's just sort this out. Here, Joe, do you want to do the thing with that?
That's better,
because
it picks up
his
sound.
Well, it's not as good in quality as a microphone as this one. Because it's meant to be, all it does really is...
Is it meant to be connected to speakers rather than recording?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's used for live things rather than recording.
Like when you, on like a show, when they wear that thing around.
Yeah, exactly like that. Right, hang on, sticks over here above you, just like normal. How's that? Is that right?
Oh, wait, and is this jazz or American?
American jazz.
Jazz is American.
There are no jazz.
Whoa, steady on.
That was a show and not a question.
I know a few British jazz musicians who disagree with that.
There was a show and one of the questions was, true or false, did jazz originate from Yorkshire?
Is this on QI? No.
I like QI.
Which, where was that, Michael?
It was on the show on Reflection, I think.
Right. While you guys get ready, let's just think again about the tumbleweed idea. I like that idea. So this, I need to plug you in. Don't I? So this thing about things rolling constantly onwards, you know, without stopping. So I think we can. I think Michael. I think we'll keep that riff that you were doing. And use that as a starting point. So just tap that a couple of times for me, Jeff. That's it, that's good.
What's that big chunk? On your screen.
Oh no, those are just, that's just the lights coming on and off. Right, so, let's try that. Michael, let's try your riff again. So just keep... Just the plucking. Just kind of going round and round. Not too fast, remember. Get a thing sort of moving round and round and round constantly is to just set up a cycle. So what we're going to do is just using the same rhythm, or using a really simple rhythm to go over the top of that, just have a set of like three or four repeated notes. So, Michael, keep it going. So I might go... Again. It's really important we all keep the same tempo. Yeah, can you choose like just two or three notes and make a little cycle for us? Stop for a sec. So we're just going round and round and round. I wonder if we can all do the same rhythm as what me and Michael are doing. So different note on each quaver, basically. Dun 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 dun, like that. So Joe, do you reckon you can do that? Dun 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 dun. Just on like two or three notes. Circus territory. anything sort of F sharp minor. Something like that, so changing on each quaver. Phase shifting, yeah. So yeah, what we were doing is does anyone know what phase shifting is in a musical sense? In fact, it's probably any sense, in fact. So it's when if you have four notes and then you put something over the top that is a three note pattern, like. And you could also put something over the top that's a five note pattern. Classic American minimalism technique.
Let's try that, shall we? Should someone do a five pattern, someone do a four pattern, someone do a three and
yeah,
a two?
That'd be a really nice idea.
A five over a three.
A five over a three. I'm just gonna move this a bit.
You can do an anything over an anything.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Can you do a rhythm of four over three?
Joe, can you just play quickly into the mic again? That's great, thanks. Right, let's try that. So who wants to take... Who wants to take so who wants to do a four note pattern? You can do a four-note pattern. Who wants to do a three-note pattern? Michael, okay. Five-note pattern?
Yohani.
Nice.
I have five notes.
And Sam, you should do a six-note pattern.
Are you going to do a two-note pattern, sir?
I haven't decided. I might do, yeah.
I don't remember.
So choose your notes now. Remember how long your pattern is. Choose your notes now.
It's gonna sound
cool. Really not on the djembe.
It works perfectly on a djembe.
If you Sam, the way to do it is to stress the first beat. You just have to keep count because they're all gonna put you up.
Yeah.
I'll work on it.
And remember, we're not worrying about rhythm for now, right? We're all doing the same rhythm. We're all going bum dum 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 like that. Okay guys, shh. Okay, wait. Okay. That's our three, isn't it? Maybe a little bit slower. That's good.
Is it just even notes?
Yes,
we're the same quaver.
Yeah. And we're broadly in concert E minor. So try and choose some notes that all sound nice over the top. Okay, now Yohani, you're taking our five note, is that right? So one, two, three, four, five, one, two, three. different number. We're speeding up a little bit. We're getting a bit too far away. Could you hear it? Did you find that difficult? Easy?
Difficult.
I found it quite difficult. It's difficult.
It's easy if you concentrate on the beat and yourself.
And yes,
you
yeah.
To everyone else you
exactly. Go. You have to keep exactly set on your own
I
little.
To start like this.
Sorry.
Remember to start like this.
Is it? Yeah. Hard work. Tough work. Minimalism. The good stuff. Right. I think we should probably finish there. Unfortunately, we're just about out of time. But that was a good session. We got some really good stuff down. I will enjoy piecing that together. So we got some jazzy stuff. We got some minimalist cycling going on, phasing. And we got a nice bit of funk in the middle as well with some solo breaks. You missed the solo breaks, Johanny.